On Hannity, weekdays from noon to 3, after the Money Wise Guys. Now, back to the Ralph Bailey Show on KERNradio.com and News Talk 1180 KERN.
3:54, done a lot of time. Dr. Corey Gonzalez is with us talking about the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, the man who won an Academy Award for portraying Truman Capote. He, too, of substance abuse problems. Let's go to the phones. 842-KERN, 842-5376. John, get in here. You're on the Ralph Bailey Show with Corey Gonzalez.
Yeah, hi, Ralph. How you doing?
Good.
Doctor, I wanted to ask you your opinion of ECT treatments to treat depression.
Okay. Am I on?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, ECT is electroconvulsive therapy, and sometimes it is indicated for depression more as a last resort. It's not something that we, you know, that do a lot of right away, but people aren't responding to therapy or medication. Sometimes electroconvulsive therapy has its place, and I've seen it have results on some people. We don't know exactly how it works, but what we do know, it can deaden certain parts of the brain that are responsible for depression. And so I have seen it worked in people. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I think it has its place for kind of a last resort approach to things.
What would be the lasting of it?
Well, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen it happen or seen any videotapes happen, but they do it, you know, they basically throw these, they shock the brain, and it can, I believe, you know, cause some kind of changes to the brain as far as organic stuff. So, you know, it depends on what part of the brain they're doing it on, depends on, you know, how much voltage. You know, some people that do a lot, sometimes they'll do higher dosages of it, but it's best to check with a neurologist, get a baseline test before you do it, and a test afterwards to make sure that, you know, you're good to go. And
is there anyone in Kern County that does that procedure?
There was. Dr. Bob Carvalho used to do it here. Now I believe he's out on the coast, in the Central Coast. He did quite a bit of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Doctor.
Not a problem.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 842-KERN, 842-5376. I guess I should have asked Jeff this, since you and I have never partaked in heroin. But what is the high supposedly like, Dr. G?
Well, you know, it's I think it's similar to what you experience with Oxy, Ralph, but probably, you know, 10 times stronger.
Yeah.
You know, just an incredible euphoria and pleasure and no pain and no, you know, just no emotional or physical pain, just a euphoria, a rush, a flushing of the skin. If you've ever had surgery, some of the, you know, if they do the Dilatin or they do some of the Demerol or something, you might feel a similar feeling, just a real euphoric, warm feeling.
Why? It seems like he mentioned it, that you're saying people at the den barely can keep their head up. That's what it always seems to me, that they just pass out.
Yeah. Well, if you've been on those things and you know, being a cancer survivor, I've been on some of those medications before. You just kind of want to be alone and kind of enjoy it. I mean, it's when you're in that space.
Yeah.
And that's why they're not capable of having relationships.
Right.
You know, their whole thing is around the drug. And so once they're on that stuff, they don't care about anything else, and they're not present.
Yeah. And for a celebrity, there's no bottoming out until death, because they've got enough money to fuel their addiction till kingdom come.
You're so right, Ralph. And you know the other thing about the bathroom incidents, Whitney Houston was another one of them.
Oh, that's right.
And she, you know, that day that somebody, you know, thought that she was a normie and poured her some champagne for a little, you know, celebration toast, should have been thinking about Whitney's well-being.
Right.
Whitney was in recovery. She had been to several treatment centers and was not a normie. So whoever does that is doing them no favor.
Right.
You're not really caring for them.
Yeah. God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
A lot of, what is with that, with all these people dying in a bathroom? Is there any correlation?
I don't know.
Is the bathroom like a safe place? Because I'll tell you what, I've rushed the bathroom when I'm not feeling well, having chest pains and gotten scared. That's exactly where I run to, is the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, and it could. And I heard in Alice's case that was the case. I heard that was not a pretty sight. But I think with Whitney's case, it's more of a synergistic thing. I think there was so much different things, and you know, we mix these drugs. The synergistic effects means 2 + 2 no longer equals 4.
Right.
2 + 2 equals 100.
Right.
And so when you mix all these things together, you know, alcohol, benzodiazepines, you know, opiates, you know, you can shut down the respiratory system and someone just stop breathing.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah.
It really is scary. Always great to talk to you, Dr. G.
Great to talk to you as well, Ralph.
Appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, man, keep up good work.
You as well.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Dr. Corey Gonzalez. Great guy. Great guy. His only flaw, he's a Giant fan. Sad. Orange and black? Really? All right. Quick time out. Time to head downtown. ABC 23 Studios. Check in with their main anchor and news director, Todd Carley, coming in here next. Bottom of the hour, city manager Alan Tandy discusses high-speed rail. All that and much more on TRBS, The Ralph Bailey Show. News Talk 1180 KERN.